AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A Nevada grand jury has indicted six Republicans who falsely certified Donald Trump won the state in the 2020 presidential election. Ed Donahue has details.
Nevada is the third state to file charges against so-called fake electors. The six were involved in either the state or Clark County GOP. One is State Party Chairman Michael McDonald. They signed certificates falsely stating Donald Trump won Nevada and sent them to Congress and the National Archives. They were ultimately ignored. The charges against them are felonies, with penalties of between 1 and 5 years if convicted. Party Chair McDonald remains a staunch ally of the former president. He was heard saying at a rally in Las Vegas, "You give us a fair election, I give you the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump." I'm Ed Donahue.
A suspect found dead in Las Vegas after officers responded to a confirmed active shooter in a building at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. The Las Vegas sheriff says there's no further threat, but multiple victims were taken to a hospital. Meantime, in Texas, a gunman's parents were among six killed in a violent trail of separate attacks. The sheriff says the suspect cut off his ankle monitor from a previous domestic violence arrest. President Biden again pressing Congress on aid for Ukraine.
The president says the U.S. has run out of money and Kyiv will suffer if the GOP does not authorize more aid.
The greatest gift he could hope for.
The president's aid package faces stiff resistance on Capitol Hill, with some Republicans insisting on big border policy changes in exchange.
Playing chicken with our national security.
Still, the president says he is open to some border changes.
I am willing to make significant compromises on the border.
But says the GOP seems to want a political issue more than a compromise. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is AP News. TV producer Norman Lear has died at the age of 101. That word from his family. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Saraletta has a look at his career.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
All in the Family, The Jeffersons, Maude, Good Times, Sanford and Son, One Day at a Time. Those were all Norman Lear shows. They were groundbreaking as well, reflecting conflicts over politics, single moms, racial divisions, and abortion. Lear said in a 2020 AP interview, putting a black family next door to the Bunkers on All in the Family seemed like comedy gold.
It started with, what would Archie's reaction be to that?
Lear also founded the advocacy group People for the American Way. He said his interest in politics began as a kid when he'd mail his grandfather's letters to President Franklin Roosevelt. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Thanks, Margie. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Disease hit hard this year, huh?
Yeah. Mother Nature threw the kitchen sink at us. Tar spots, southern rust. We had everything.
I didn't know if my fungicide would hold, but Miravis Neo really came through. Even with that dry spell, our yield monitor did not disappoint.
Seriously?
Yep, and with results like this, I'm sticking with it.
No matter what next season brings, protect your ROI with Miravis Neo. Call your retailer to lock in your supply today. Always read and follow label instructions.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.